welcome to the Emmaus Bible Hour. This is a program for the family with an emphasis on finding out what God has to say to us through His Word, the Bible. Playing around a bulldozer, started up the engine, and then fled in terror as it went on a rampage. Before it stopped, the machine had carried damage through four blocks, smashing fences, clotheslines, and fruit trees, and ripping up a water pipe and finally ramming into a house where it stopped. In all, it had done an estimated $10,000 worth of damage. People, like bulldozers, can be used for destructive purposes, or to build for the good of all. The Apostle Peter was a man like that. From the Gospels we remember him as a man who seemed to speak before he thought, and finally denied the Lord Jesus three times. But in the book of Acts, our present study, we find him filled with the Holy Spirit and preaching on the day of Pentecost. About 3,000 were added to the church that day. Before we continue looking at that message in Acts chapter 2, we'd like to remind you that we're studying together the book of Acts and using the Emmaus Correspondence Course for guidelines. At the close of the program, our address will be given, and you'll also be given further information on obtaining this fine course. We're on lesson 2 and page 6 of that lesson for those of you following along in the course. And so Peter went on to preach about Christ. Although God had approved the work of Christ, wicked men took him and nailed him to a tree. God knew in advance that this would happen and brought his son back to life again. In fact, it was impossible that the Son of God should be kept in the place of death. Peter went on to prove that even in the Old Testament, God had spoken through David, his servant, saying the Christ would rise from the dead. David could not have been speaking about himself, as his grave was right there in Jerusalem. But he was a prophet, and was speaking about Christ. There are a great many wonderful things about Christ in the Old Testament. Not only did David tell about the resurrection of Christ, he also said that Christ would be glorified at God's right hand. And so Peter shows the people their terrible sin in opposing God, because they killed the very one whom God had approved before and now had glorified. If you reject Christ, you are rejecting God too, and you will be in the same position as the Jews who crucified him. As Peter closed this message, some of those who heard him wanted at once to do something about it. And so he told them to repent and to show their true repentance by being publicly baptized. About 3,000 did so that very day of Pentecost. And notice what it said about them in Acts 2:42. That's the second chapter of Acts and the 42nd verse. And they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching, and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. They also showed their true love to the other believers by helping those who were poor. As we pause for some music, let us remember that it's not enough merely to say that I am saved, or even to be baptized. I must prove my faith by doing what is right each day. Only then will I know the full joy of being truly saved. Thank you. are listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour. For those studying at home, we'd like to mention that after this program, you should do the exams on Lessons 1 and 2, and then mail them to the address indicated. Lesson 3 begins with Acts chapter 3. This lesson is titled, Triumph and Testing. As Peter and John went one day into the temple at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, some people were just bringing in a beggar. This man had been born lame and was now over 40 years of age. Seeing Peter and John, he immediately asked them for a little help. Peter did not have much money, and in fact, he didn't have any with him that day. But he did know the power of God, and so was able to give them something far better that afternoon than all the rich people who entered the temple. In the name of Jesus, he took hold of the lame man's hand and raised him up. Immediately he received strength and began to walk and leap. He realized that to know the Lord Jesus is far better than to have all the money in the world. The great miracle soon attracted the attention of a large number of people. They thought that Peter must be a very holy person to be able to do such a thing. So Peter told them that it was really through the power of Jesus of Nazareth that the man was healed. Then Peter went on to tell them about Jesus and warned them that they should repent of their sins. Notice that Peter does not seek his own glory, but turns the thoughts of the people to Christ. In Acts chapter 4, Peter and John are arrested. Now you might think it's strange that they were arrested for healing a lame man and preaching about Jesus. And by the way, of those that heard the message, 5,000 men believed. But the high priests and Sadducees did not believe. And they were the ones who had wanted Jesus crucified. And thus, by praising the Lord Jesus, Peter was really blaming them for their terrible crime. When they were accused before the court, Peter admits that they did this good deed in the name of Jesus, and then at once accuses the judges of killing Christ. He points out to them that it is only through Christ that they can be saved. Acts 4:12. Let's look at it together. That's Acts chapter 4, verse 12. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. This verse teaches that despite their terrible sin, if they accepted Jesus Christ as Savior, God would forgive them. There are not many roads to heaven, or even many names that you can call on. Salvation from sin is through one person, and one alone, the Lord Jesus Christ. That reference again is Acts 4:12, and it's a good verse to memorize. Even the priests were surprised at the courage of Peter and John, since they supposed that they were ignorant and unlearned men. It is true that they were fishermen, but they had been taught by Jesus for 3 years and were wiser by far than the high priests. Before releasing them, the council commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. Peter and John responded, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to give heed to you rather than to God, you be the judge. For we cannot stop speaking what we have seen and heard." As soon as they were free, they went to meet with the other Christians, and they all had a time of prayer together. When they prayed, the house was shaken, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and witnessed with great courage. But they showed their love in another way also, by sharing with each other the things which they had. Some even sold their land and gave the money to the apostles, so they all could spend their time in serving the Lord. Barnabas was one of these, and we'll hear a great deal more about him later in the book of Acts. Chapter 5 begins with Ananias and Sapphira telling a lie. We've already seen how Satan tried to hinder the work of the Lord by leading the priests and Sadducees to throw Peter and John into jail. In this chapter, we see him causing trouble within the church by tempting two people to lie. At the end of chapter 4, we saw how the believers helped one another, even selling their lands so that others could continue preaching the gospel. They did this because they loved the Lord, not to be honored by men. But two of them wanted to get this honor from men without really giving all to God. So Ananias and Sapphira agreed to say that the money they brought was the full price. But Peter considered, and rightly so, that this was lying, not so much to men, but to the Holy Spirit. As soon as they heard this, they both dropped down dead and were taken out to be buried. We see from this that it is a terrible thing to lie, especially when the things of God are concerned. Notice, the Apostle Peter did not call down this judgment. God himself dealt with it and dealt with them. We have talked about some very serious matters in this chapter. And we'd remind you again of Acts 4:12. Salvation is still available through the name of Christ. Thus we conclude another time together. We hope you'll write to us this week. Our address will be given in just a few moments. Remember, this entire course is available in book form. You have been listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour.